بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. At every step we improve our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. For a moment we don't feel that I've done enough. Mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally, how do we improve our relationship with Allah Ta'ala? Make it better. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. So the two steps that are required to reach Allah Ta'ala is, one is you restrain. And the meaning of restrain is known now by now, I think. What things you restrain from. And the second requirement is do it and do it well. At no point must you feel that I have done it well. Still think about your work as deficient, incomplete, there is some deficit. Not at the point that you will become depressed, but as a token of appreciation, I didn't do what I was supposed to do for Allah Ta'ala. One is to bring yourself to a level of depression, but thanks to God I'm not getting it right. So that's not right. That's going to bring you to a level of depression. But an overwhelming feeling that Allah Pak has done so much, and yeah, what am I doing? He's given me a roof, given me a home, given me food, given me rest. أَصْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. He has perfected his favors both inside and outside. Inward, all my organs are working, I'm quite comfortable. This one little toothache I had, and Allah makes you understand what you enjoy all these years. You understood what you enjoy. Little thing, and how uneasy you can become. And then you reflect how much of favors Allah Ta'ala had poured upon you. The one thing goes a little bit, and then you understand, alright, so much other favors for Allah Ta'ala. Do you ever think about it? In yourself, then in your reputation, in your name, in so many things, in your lineage, in you having good parents, parents that nurtured you and brought you the right way, gave you the love and the attention, they didn't just throw you away. So many things, when you think there's favors within favors, favors and favors within favors. You look at a fruit, right? I don't think it's going to be wrong to speak about the fruit now, because you're about to make iftar now, right? So you look at the fruit, right? It's so nice, huh? Can anybody work out that type of a design? The color, the texture, the shape, the beauty. And up to now I can't marvel, I can't stop marveling. That is just that thin, very layer of skin that preserves the freshness within the fruit. Can you imagine? Just peel that out and see. Can you still maintain the same freshness, the sweetness, the beauty, the texture? Can you imagine? But how Allah did it? So a favor within a favor. Think about it. So Allah wants, فَلَا يَتَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Don't you think? Don't you understand? Leave the complaining now. Complaining, leave it. Enough complaining, leave it. Now is the time to make shukr. Gratitude. Appreciation. How much? Then he brought you to his house. Then you in a company where Quran Sharif is being recited. And khairul buqa, in the best of spots he brought you. Can't think of a better spot in his house, right? If you closed from the Haram Sharif, but he brought you to his house. And in his house, he let you connect to the Haram Sharif. Didn't you connect? Yeah? From his house, and he says, if your niyat is right, you are there. It's just that you can't see it with your physical eyes, but you are there. What are you worried for? Yes, your eyes is your focus is there, your heart is there, your mind is there. So favors upon favors. You see that favor within a favor. The beauty of that, just the looks. Then eating it. Then after that, sawwaghahu. Then he allowed you to digest it. Then وَجَعَلَ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. and he allowed a passage out, an exit. So you can't in your marriage. It's too much. There's favor upon favor, favor upon favor. So that requires that we keep improving our relationship with Allah. About so much you have done. One easy way to get this right is when you're going to sleep, right? Think about the favors Allah has conferred, right? You've got food, right? Then you've got a nice family. She's listening to you, everything, right? But because of the presence of the wife, right? So much of mental relief you've got. When you go home, there's a nice hot meal waiting for you. Just because of that woman, right? She's laboring hard for your comfort. Right? For your comfort, she's like prisoned herself. She's not leaving the house because of your respect. So she's locked herself into the four walls of the house because of your respect, right? If someone asks you to do the same, as a man, that's your right. You swap the roles. I'll go out and you stay locked. That's it, right? Correct? Come. How much Allah has favored? Then how much must favor appreciate the woman? So we don't think now how much she's done and how much must we appreciate her. The level of appreciation we don't show really, even for the wives. Then your reward, you won't get the perfect reward. Allah Ta'ala Himself is interceding on behalf of the woman to you. Ashiruhun istawsu bin nisa'i khayran. He is interceding by take good care. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَأَسَانْ تَكَرْهُوا شِيَوْا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِي خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. One thing you may not like, but there's so many good in them. One thing you may not like, you may not agree, all right? Maybe she's a little bit obese or something, right? But the one thing now you saw, and you wrote her off. Do you see how much of good you are getting from her? So have you learned to appreciate? So Allah Bak says, you don't be thankful, I won't accept you. I'm not going to accept you. This woman that is locked herself for you, you're not appreciating her. Go, I'm right, not accepting. Malam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. So it is a time for us to take stock, understand what favors we are enjoying at the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we showing that favor? Are we showing that level of appreciation? My heart says that at least we should tell them now. If we have wrong, at least phone them or tell them somewhere. If somewhere there is a way you can pass a tear there and mess it up, and for all the wrong over the years that I've done, I didn't treat you well. I didn't know what you were doing. But that's one tear I'm sending, you know, as a deep sense of remorse and the deficient. I was deficient. A Muslim must always be winning. So I ask you, will you be winning if you humble and ask for forgiveness, or you're proud and you overconfident of yourself? When will you win? When you humble, asking for forgiveness, I've wronged, please, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, the good that you have done, I ask you for forgiveness. Can we do that? Just a little bit of change of attitude, and the Allah Bak says the doors of the heavens are opening up to you. Otherwise they shut up for you. Mallam yashkuri nas lam yashkurillah. So I say, so many favors we are enjoying at the hand of this woman, right? That for your sake they remain present. Did you ever thank her for that? Did you ever think about that as a favor? She said, oh, I'm spending so much on you. You know, if it wasn't me, then you wouldn't have been where you are now today. You have that attitude, and Allah can have that attitude with you. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have been where you are. Allah can say the same to you. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have been where you are. That attitude doesn't work by Allah. What works by Allah is humility. That's the line we need to learn. If in this year we learn tawazu, that line, how to be humble, we have gained something. But if we didn't learn to be humble, and starting right from the home, you know, you say charity starts at home, we didn't learn that, I say we learn nothing, absolutely nothing. To be appreciative, just to be appreciative. One is now that she has jailed herself for you. Then she knows your taste, and she will hunt for a recipe that will suit and will appease your palate. See that? So she feels herself secondary in the whole equation. You are the mota, I must do something for you. Although I'm the choti, you the mota, let me do something for you. Chota mota used to have the Urdu kitab for you. So he had a sense of humor. So it is Gujarati fashion that the elder brother is called Gora Mota. So he made a joke of the thing. So he won't have pictures, but now you can see it as though it's talking about a horse. So he says, Ye Gora Mota hai. Ye Gora Mota hai. Right. Allah bless him, fill his grave with noor. You need some people that work, but they are good at heart. You talk to them, they're easy going. Not people now, you can't even talk to them, one word you can't tell them. You talk to them, they'll take it in the stride. Good Muslims, they wish well. So that's the second thing. I tell you, which man here that's sitting here can feel confident that if there's no woman in the house for 2 months, and your mind won't start wondering. Go everywhere, right? Everywhere it will go. Upside, downside, everything will go. So I tell the class, I tell them, you know, don't take a chance. You've got a working woman in the house, don't ever take a chance. But you tell your people that if you all are going, then send the mama, send her 2-3 hours before. Then you'll be at home. But now, they're going for some work and you alone, then your mind will tell you, if there's no white bread, brown bread is alright. See how your mind will work. Upside down, you work upside down, all the time on. But I don't think it's a joke. What I know, I don't think you'll know. But what I know, what I go through, every day what I go through, I must still think about it. So your mind will go upside down. Let's turn you around. So it's because of her your iman is saved, right? Think to yourself, she is there now, iman is safe. Out of the equation, your iman goes lopsided, capsized, everything. She is there now, you got children. So you got so much of serenity, there's someone to give my children lovable direction. Say, I karwano, I ni karwano. Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. From morning till evening, they'll be behind the case, on the case of the child. Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. Huh? So who's doing all that? You coming there like the mota, just enjoying that pleasure at that time. Right? At the end, the culmination, when they dress, they're orderly, they respectful, they disciplined. So you seeing the finished product. But the product was of whose? Of the woman. She did everything. You just came to enjoy the product. I say, so many things to be thankful for. So many things. And if you're not thankful, then you get struck after that. Some calamity comes, this thing comes, that happens. But we're not showing that appreciation. So our whole life is supposed to be designed that every coming day is better than the next day. Then it will be that walal akhiratu khayrul laka minal ula. The next life will be better than this life. When your coming day is better than the past day, walal akhiratu khayrul laka minal ula. But you're thinking, all right, as you're going to sleep, you know, how much of the favors of Allah Ta'ala I've enjoyed. Every day I'm enjoying all the time. Right? And you, Nimakh, Hihara, what are you doing? You're enjoying, are you even worth a dog? The dog, you give it a little bit of scraps, right? Maybe a stray dog, you give it the scraps, some scraps you give it. That you say, all right, now I will look after your house. What you gave? Just a few scraps here and there, some bones all you gave. So now it will take it upon itself to look after, to patrol your home. Just for the little scraps that you have given and what it does for you. And do we do anything for Allah Ta'ala? Do we recognize Him, the favors that came directly or the favors that came indirectly? Are we showing that appreciation? I tell you, your life can be so enjoyable if we just learn appreciation. Just what I've got. How much appreciation I need to show. Otherwise, you'll keep grumbling, you know, this is not right, that is not right, this person is not right, that person is not right. We'll keep going in that grumbling mind. So when we're grumbling, we become miserable. When we become miserable, then the people around us also become miserable. You are in the workplace, you're miserable. At the home, you are miserable. The children will email. Now it's happening. So many times the children are emailing that one of the parents, they are like that, right? They're miserable. And then they make the home so uncomfortable, unbearable. You know, there's so many cases that girls will write after marriage that I just got into a marriage because I want to run away from the home scene. But now that's a misbehavior. Most of the time, 95% of the man, his behavior is so bad, she, I just want to escape from this. I can't see this thing. I can't see it continuing. So we just have to learn that appreciation, thanks, gratitude. You have someone, right? So a lot of these blacks, they show a lot of appreciation. They'll come on their knees, say, "Siya bongile." Don't you see that? They'll come right on their knees, "Bongile. I'm very thankful." Don't you see that? Isn't that a lesson to learn? That they can be so appreciative for the little that you do. Then our Creator, our Allah Ta'ala, what shouldn't we be doing for? So the coming day must be better. Not complaining. When we're not complaining, we'll be happy with our lot. When we're happy with our lot, then we're not in debts. We're not in the arrears. We're not in arrears. Mentally, we are at ease. Physically, we are at ease. Emotionally, we are at ease. No, I'm not owing anybody anything. I don't have it. Alhamdulillah. If it comes my way, alhamdulillah. That's a student, you know. If on some occasion they give them a special food, alhamdulillah. Eating it, enjoying it. And next day they eat curry kachi, alhamdulillah for that. They say, why are they doing this? They don't have that attitude. Right. So they got the special, alhamdulillah, they're jumping, excited, hey, you got all this. And they got a simple meal, alhamdulillah. Kaam chalane ke liye humare paas hai. Dusre ke paas ye bhi nahi hai. We have something to run the engine. And a lot of people don't even have this much. So what is there for us to grumble? What is there for us to complain? You will be happy. The people around you will be happy. The home will be happy. Your children will be brilliant. Because they'll understand the beauty of their parents. They'll see the inner beauty of their parents. They'll become brilliant. They'll become positive. They'll come good personalities. But you miserable, they stuck now. Hey, we don't know what's going to be the next move. What is he going to say? How is he going to respond? Should we say this? Shouldn't we say this? You know, if we say this, what will be his response? What should be the response? You know? So they always in the edge, on the edge they are. But if you are happy, you are at ease, you are thankful, you are appreciative, irrespective of what the next person did, don't worry what he did. The Shaykh Muhammad Talib, see, that is why this association is so important. So important. If you can't for some times be regular, right, can't be, then at least read up their lives. Take one story, two stories, think about it, apply it to your circumstance. The stories that are narrated are not for entertainment and excitement. You hear something like in the morning, Mali Ibrahim says that. You listen to that and think after that. All right, what's the lesson? How do I apply it? Am I applying it correctly? Even though it's a small lesson, but do I do it? So the Shaykh Ramadan used to say about himself that if his hometown is Kandla, right? So a man with a very, very tight schedule. Very tight schedule. He's locked in his room and he asks his folks to lock the room from outside. Nobody thinks that he's inside. He's in his work. 7 hours at a time, 9 hours at a time, he's just cracking into his work. So once in a year or twice in a year, he'll get a chance to go to Kandla, to his hometown. But there was an understanding between him and Hazrat Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi that if you going, I'll join you. If I'm going, I'll notify you. So both will go together. Then, as they're going, right, so they'll pop in here 10 minutes, 5 minutes, according to the house, the relationship. The greater the relationship, the greater the right. But meet everybody. Then someone will be abusive, not good. Because now, this politics, right? Politics also it disturbs the mind. Sometimes it's family politics, and sometimes it is the country's politics. So when it's politics, whether it is family politics, whether it is country politics, whether it's friend politics, right? Politics can be, we can't lump it entirely onto the government. We also sometimes involved within our family, within our friends, into some politics. And politics, what it means, what in this age and time, to be shrewd, to be cunning, to be crafty, deceiving. So that in this current zaman, that's what it means. So sometimes this politics is within the family, sometimes it's within the town, sometimes it's within a company, sometimes within the country level. Right? Now, they would see Hazrat Muhammad Ilyas Sahib and Hazrat Sheikh Ahmad Talib as though they belong to a different party. Right? But because of that, they would be, someone would be abusive. I mean, they're abusive, so the one that is accompanying Hazrat will say, they're so abusive towards you, you still go and pay them respect. Going to him, but he's abusive. You can see now the way he will respond. It's an abusive way. It's not the right way. He's abusive, he's rude, he's not being how he's supposed to be being. But this person is saying that he's abusive, he's rude, he's shrewd, and you see how he's talking, but you don't have no shame. That with all this, you still go and beat the person. So the Sheikh's one answer used to be, usne kya jo usko karna chahiye tha aur hum karte hain jo hame karna chahiye. Hum to Allah aur uske rasool ki gulami karte hain. We are the slaves of Allah Taala, then of rasool e pak sallam. What he's taught us, we must do that. His instruction is silul arham, join, maintain the relationship. So we'll do that. Now he doesn't want to jump on, that is his business, but because of his bad response, must we leave out Rasul Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Must we leave out Allah Ta'ala? Where's the brains? Now see how beautiful. He summed up so many hadiths in the small statement. The whole summary of the hadith is given. And I feel very strongly that the summary of the hadith must be by the person who's living the hadith, not just understanding the hadith. His understanding at one level beyond is living the hadith. But when he's living the hadith, he'll see it from a different dimension. He's seeing it through and through, he's seeing it. And you're just trying to understand it, putting facts together. So you're not living the hadith. When you're not living that hadith, so you may just misconstrue it, or construe it, give it an explanation to your understanding, not to what the hadith is saying. But now this is the man is living the hadith, and he's understanding the hadith, and then he's giving an explanation. You know, what beauty. You see, there's two stories that come here, right? Improving the relationship with Allah Ta'ala at any given moment, whoever, but improve. So I explain about the woman, from how many dimensions you need to be thankful to them. They'll be pulled up, they'll say something, it's their style, right? Because they take a pride over the husband. They take that pride. Sometimes it is me, I catch it in the house, right? The woman will say something. I say, you know, 35 years ago I read about Kitab, you know. Kitab said, they say, koi bhi wakat beraho cha argue nish karwaan ho. But they'll argue with the Kitab said, they'll argue with the woman. So she laughed, I laughed, it's finished. But if she says something and I say something, then it can be World War II or explosion. So everybody wants to be right, but just finish it up, just say, you know, the Kitab said, don't ever argue, no matter how right you are, but don't ever argue with a woman. Then too, you must do what is right. You will do what is right, but let her have the last thing. But somehow you have to work it out and do what is right. You can't do the wrong thing now. Right means that you won't do something haram or makruh, right? Or you won't do something that you cannot budget for. I should make you know, you drive the old Scoro now, you know, you never take us anywhere. She's complaining, right? So you don't take it to heart. Say, you know, that Kitab said this much, so I can't fight with you. But now, because of her, you won't go and go to a motor car dealer, put yourself into a problem, and be tied up for 5-6 years. You won't do that. You won't do that. Live within your means. Be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Avoid trouble. What is the meaning of A'rid anil jahilin? Jahil doesn't only mean the ignorant person. The one that is behaving ignorantly is also jahil. See how Yusuf Al-Azam says, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. So Yusuf Al-Azam was jahil about this. But behaving like a jahil also earns you the title of jahil. Behaving like a jahil earns you the title of jahil. You don't behave that. You will see now what does this circumstance, what does it require of you? How should you be behaving? What you should be doing? Calm, composed. One sick person came and seeing a doctor. So the doctor is listening to the patient. Mujhse khaya nahi jata. I can't eat well. So the doctor says, yeah, this is a sign of old age, you know. See, I can't sleep well. See, also, this is a sign of old age. It takes me long in the toilet, you know, to pass. That's also a sign of old age. A lot of them, I throw up a lot of phlegm, you know, sign of old age. So now that patient gave the doctor one slap, you know. Everything I say, old age, old age, old age. Nothing else you learn. The doctor says to the patient, this is also a sign of old age. Because you're intolerant, you see. Now, the soul teaches you this. Be composed, right? Maintain your calm. Maintain your calm and you get so much good. Now, he gave one slap and you gave one slap, what happened after that? He did for that. You know, you said, jazau sayyatin sayyatun mithluha. So you settled the score. But what you got after it? Well, now you're composed, you're calm, you didn't retaliate, and you're following the Quran, a'arid. A'arid anil-jahil. Just avoid. You see that there's going to be a problem here. Right? You're getting into a discussion. Right? When you're getting into a discussion, you know it's going to escalate to an argument. And when it's going to be an argument, there's going to be a little bit of hard talk, right? Right? And it may be offensive. You may be offensive or he may be offensive. Now why wait for that? Why bring yourself to the point where you're going to offend or he's going to be offensive to you? You see, it's leading up to that. So in a gentle, respectable, polite manner, then you act on the ayat, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And see now, it's going to be a troublesome situation, a lagu situation, a problematic situation. You can see now, it's going to lead there. Then, مَرُّوا كِرَامًا, you pass by with dignity and respect. You came into the situation with respect and dignity, and you're moving away with dignity and respect. But now you got involved, and you said something. I ask you, what will be, after that, what will be the state of your namaz? You got involved in argument. Can you concentrate on your namaz? Reciting Quran Sharif, can you concentrate on Quran Sharif? Making zikr, can you concentrate? Having meals, can you concentrate? But just for you to score points against that person, you have to say that your namaz is finished, your Quran Sharif is gone, your zikr is gone, even your sleep can be affected as well. Now your mind is saying, hey, why I said this, why I got involved? Why, it's a Quranic advice, you can't challenge, you can't bring a replacement for the Quran. Understand this. Allah Pak says, Marru kirama. Just move away, but in a dignified way. Move away, khalas, end of the story. Leave the tamasha for someone else. All the tamasha and excitement, leave for someone else. You just move away and move away. Because enjoy yourself with your children. Come home, and you want some entertainment, play hide and seek with them. Get into a cupboard. Do something and play with them. It'll be so much more cheerful. They will say, hey, our father, we can play with him. We'll play catching game, we'll do a race with him. You know, I beat him last time. So you play with them. And you play with them after that. Then you'll be like Nasir Bhai. Give them a story. But the story must be like, you know, like a series. And you bring them to a suspense. But what happened after that? Alright. So you keep the suspense, keep the story. In the story there's a moral. Hey, they say after that, no, our Abba taught us this. When the child says that, my father taught me the story. That moral, he plays with us, he talks to us. How much you can get out of the child? Tomorrow you are dead and gone, they are emulating your ways. They're reading Quran Sharif, they're coming to the masjid early. They are good with their wives and children. They're teaching them the right. How many good you have left behind? How much you have left behind? Now you just to score points and you did something and you said something. No, I must have the last. The children are watching what's going on. They become abusive. They begin to insult. They begin to become rude. then you become the recipient of their rudeness, their misbehavior. You become the recipient. But you want a humble approach, you want to talk nicely. You know, when I have to leave, you know, sometimes they suffer. So I'll try and meet all the people in the town. And like Desai Sharab is alive, Omar Harun Sahib, we'll meet them. And on the return also, if not in that Tegal state, I'll meet them. Besides the family people, the elders. But now, I learned this from Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. You're going and you're coming, the home people plus the seniors in the town, you're going to meet them nicely. It was Hazrat Mufti Sahib's style that he was leaving on a safar, right? Qari Tayyab Sahib is not his ustad, not his sheikh, but he'll make a point to go and meet him. Although that was his old age now, to climb up the stairs, go and meet Qari Sahib, all that, go and meet him. He'll undertake a journey to go and meet Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi, meet him. Then his sheikh's children, Talha, Hazrat Muha, Talha Sahib, etc., they go and meet them individually. We accompanied him a couple of times. Meet them, take the du'as, and then he would leave. Coming back on the return, again, he does the same thing. But now, it generates so much of love, generates so much of feeling, so much of respect, and now you are undertaking a journey, or you are returning from a journey, but you don't take cognizance of people, no regards. Alright, now we went, so what? So we came back, so what? Does that generate love? Every coming moment is better than the past moment. How to make it better? The relationship with people is better, and the relationship with Allah is better also. Now that man meets you in the masjid, Assalamu alaikum, Kimcho, how are you? How much of warmth don't you feel? You meet him, how much of warmth? And how happy Allah doesn't get? A little bit of humility. No, I am the mota here, and I am the buzrug, so all must come to meet me. They don't know my maqam. Now, is that the way? Well, the way is, that let me initiate. Even if it is, you know, I don't like to say this type of things, it's the family, right? Your family time. You must initiate something. They must show me, I am the Juliet, you know. So, you can't have that attitude. You start these things off. Don't you act like the mota, that you want all the attention coming to you. You initiate these things, and you see, the home will be so enjoyable. Just the Mubarak Tariq of Nabi Sallam, that's why I say we lost the flavor. We just learned the word, and we lost the flavor. The taste is gone. Just change that, show at least and see what happens. So I say in this session today, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, every coming moment, coming event, let it be better than the previous one. Avoid trouble. How you want to avoid it? My mother marhum, rahmatullah alayha, Allah forgive her. So, now it's woman's habit, right? So if there's some nice thing that comes, she will keep something for me. So when I come now, and some child saw that thing, and it's gone. So she's completely, so I tell her, what's in my taqdeer, nobody will be able to take it. But not meant for me, then I won't get it. So then she's telling me, you know, when you made the statement, I felt so relieved. Mentally, physically, I felt, you know, that it was not meant for you, so it won't come to you, so I mustn't feel distressed about it. Now, a mother will feel distressed, a child, whatever the age is, but the child is the child. So she'll keep something here, there, whatever, she'll do that. But then now you have to think about her, that how are you going to make her feel comfortable? What in my mind, nobody can take it. I'll get it, I'll get to enjoy it, don't worry about it. So she used to say that, I get so much of rahat, you know, you told me this much, and I feel so much relaxed, so much at ease. That's a Muslim's work, دوسرے کو کس طرح سے راحت پہنچاؤ. Rasulullah was leaving the house, right? Sometimes he's going to Baqi. So he says, قام رويدا خرج رويدا, comes out gently, leaves gently. When he's coming back into the house, then again gently. Hazrat Muhammad Tamir mentioned this hadith. He's given the reference of Muslim Sharif. If I remember, it was Miqdad al-Dilam. And now it's the time that they're coming to Medina. people are coming in delegations. And obviously they'll come and stay for 3 days, 5 days, 10 days. They're coming here to learn. And they knew, brand new people, they're coming here, they'll stay about 10 days, 15 days, learn a little bit of Islam, and then go back. So they come, and then look at the Sahaba Kiram style. You know, I mentioned this in the morning as well. You know, you can't replace this. Or the previous generation had this, now it's not there. So the doors used to be open now. Now this delegation came in, 12 people came in. Sometimes 20 people came in. So obviously now, you got a quota for so many, right? The homes are very small. You got the Rabbi's home, very, very small. So if you could take about 6-7 people, you would take. Other Sahaba Kiram would volunteer, I'll take so many, you take so many, he'll take so many. And it's distributed like that. So Rasulullah's life is quite busy, very busy. After Isha also used to make mashwara for the following day. What are the problems? How do we attend to it? As Abu Bakr is his counsel, so he's asking, alright, this person's got a problem, that person, what do we do for the person? He's come, he's destitute, what should we do? He's come, he's got no clothing, what do we do? There's a problem here, how do we go and mediate? So there's a lot of things that he has to attend to. And now he's the head of the state, so it's a daily thing. It's not just one day in the week. So he explained the guest that, see, all right, there's a goat here, there's a food, whatever. So you'll help yourselves. I will come late. Don't wait for me. Because he knows that after Isha, he'll be delayed because of whatever needs and all that to attend to. So he'll be delayed. And then Mehman soon suffer for him. So there's a food, there's a goat, you can help yourselves. And you can leave a little bit for me. And I'll come in my time and I'll enjoy. But Miqdad al-Diyan says, you know, all of us took our shares and all were sleeping. Now the milk was so tasty. Imagine it was Nabi Sam's house. What will be the taste? What will be the taste? I could resist now. See, but now we left for Rasul Basam. Now, khatam ho jayega to phir kya karenge? Khali ho jayega. It's going to get finished, then what? Now I'm arguing myself and my nafs had the better over me and they attacked the thing. Now I'm thinking, abhi Nabi Sam tashreef lenge to kya hoga? Mere upar lanat ki to kya hoga? He's brand new in Islam, so he's thinking, now if I'm going to come now and he finds it empty, what's going to happen? So now look at the style. It comes softly, gently, no noise. You can imagine now, you know, you didn't have anything from 10 o'clock right till 10 o'clock at night, right? 12 hours. And now you're coming in the house, nothing. What happens to you? The temperature, how it runs. So the Bishop, when he came, he didn't find anything. Right? So he made dua. I can't remember the exact words. Allahumma at'im man atamani wasqi man saqani, something like that. I can't remember the exact words. One who feeds me, Allah will feed him. So Miqdad heard it. He was awake now. He had to be lying on his bed to make as though he's sleeping. So Rasulullah, if we greet also softly, that the person is awake, he can hear the greeting. The one is asleep, he doesn't disturb him. But you see, every step of Rasulullah's life really is a lesson. But you know, the unfortunate thing is we don't ponder, we don't think. Okay, is there anything for me, for my reformation, my correction? How do I go about doing things? So when Nabi Sam made this dua, right, Allahumma atim man atamani wasqi man saqani, I said, ho na ho, now I'm going to go and milk the goat again. Although we milk it dry, but when he made this dua, it's going to be something going to happen. So I went to milk it. Hey, I think this. Yeah? It just came out. Now, came out, meanwhile, Nabi Sam made the dua and he got to his musalla during namaz. As Nabi Sam ended the namaz, now I presented it to Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sam is asking me to drink first. See his mannerism, ways, every step, look at him. Now at that time I couldn't bear the laugh. Because what I did just now, and what happened, I couldn't just hold myself. But you see, at every step, it may have been a small hut that he was living in, but it was more than a palace. It was greater than a palace. The love that emanated, that generated, the friendship, the love, the understanding that came out of there. I read that poetry, you know. It's nice to memorize it. Sometimes I think, if I only had that memory like his, could have memorized it on the khutbah, Jummah khutbah, to generate the love of Rasulullah SAW. Not for the excitement of the poetry, or to know how much, just sometimes in your quiet moments, and you think of Rasulullah SAW in the poetry, right? How nice would you feel? Doesn't it generate some love? Doesn't it bring up some understanding, or what was his lifestyle? So you see this lesson today, every coming day, let it be better than the past day. In our relationship with people, primarily with the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let it be better. Be appreciative, not complain. See, the Western style is to complain, not enough, but more, make more. Yeah. Yes, we also say not enough. In matters related to the akhirat, not enough. My jannah, not enough. Right? By doing good to someone else, I didn't do enough. So in matters pertaining to the hereafter, or bringing comfort to others, I didn't do enough. Right. But in my own comforts, Allah Ta'ala, more than I deserve, more than I could bargain. Now they reverse the whole thing, that in matters pertaining to Allah, enough now. To bo zikr karda jaho to ganda te jaye. Too much zikr will get mad. Don't do all these things. That's how they reverse it. And you do too much now for the worker, you got a bagar, you spoil them. Don't you hear that? You do too much to him, you'll spoil them. Don't do that. So all the time you're spoiling yourself. What about that? That person mustn't be spoiled, but you got spoiled. Do you ever think about it? So this is a lesson for today. That every coming day, let our relationship with people be better. And you'll see, within the home you'll find so much of happiness. I must be better to Allah Ta'ala. Everything, my eyes, my tongue, my behavior, I must be a better person. With people, I must be a better person. You'll see that there's so much, like your home, I'm telling you, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, your home, you'll feel like you're in Jannah. But that must be the mindset. You work your mindset. How can I bring some relief, happiness? Like I came here now, for example. So, I want thing now, they must come and meet me. I'll meet the person. Even if he's a student, or even if he's a senior, but I must go and meet the person. If there was some acquaintance, let me go and meet. So once I met, now the whole barrier is finished. But now I said, no, he must come and meet me, and why must I go and do all these things here? Then you'll find a reservation within you, an uncomfortable uneasiness you'll find within you, and that person also is going to feel like that. But you took the initiative. I said, even your personal matters, initiate. You initiate the thing. And you see, that love will just come about. Allah Akbar.